Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to a very, very relieved FPL family household. My name is Lee, this is Sam. Everybody, let's all do it together. Spurs fans especially, breathe in. And breathe out. Okay, how are we feeling?
Oh my God, what a day. What an absolute day.
Oh my Lord.
Would you like me to talk about it? Would you like to talk about my day, or should I save it for a little bit later on?
Let's say hello to everybody. Let's say congratulations, Arsenal fans.
Oh yes, congratulations.
So congratulations, Arsenal fans. We're going to do, we'll do a bit about games, but we are here today. Listen, I don't know. I want to hear what it was like in the stadium today at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from you guys in the chat if you went to any of the games today. I'd love to hear what you thought of the deadline, the game week 38 deadline chaos, as I'm going to call it. We were expecting some rotation, I think it's fair to say. And what we got
was carnage.
Utter carnage. And I, in particular, I'll save it for a bit later, made a move for the ages. It was for the ages, Sam.
What I love about
it... And I have to go on the FPL show tomorrow and explain it.
But what I love about it is that you weren't alone in the move of the ages.
Well...
There were, that I know of so far, four very good FPL content creators, who, including yourself, who all made the same move.
Let's just say I got an Egyptian in.
The wrong one.
And it
was the wrong
didn't
one.
Go well. It didn't go well. We're going to discuss that. We'll discuss the deadline chaos. We'll discuss Spurs. We'll do our final ranks. We'll talk about where we ended up. And you guys can see it on the screen, right? Red arrows, right? But in a week where we had that
care.
Much chaos at deadline and so much rotation. Listen, it could have been anything. When the deadline passed today, I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here.
I walked into Sky anything could happen. This morning and I said to Briggsy, producer, I said, I'll promise Briggsy I won't say this live on air.
Like what?
But I don't care if I get no points this week. Couldn't care what happens as long as Spurs stay
up. You had other stuff going on.
And so yeah. I, to be honest, and here is my brutal honesty, as somebody that loves FPL and constantly looks at it, I did not know where I was or how many points I had or anything until I made the slides for this stream.
You were just so uninvested.
I could not care. In fact, at 105 minutes in the game, or something like that, 102 minutes into the game, a certain member of the Black Box team sent me a text. He said, "Well done, you've had a good day." And I thought, well yeah, I have here, right now.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about my FPL team. I don't think they've got many points. So if they've done all right, if you think I'm having a good day, you must have had a stinker.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, yeah, we'll discuss all of that. Do all of that. And of course, Sam, of course we're going to do...
What are we going to do,
One of my favourite things that I love doing absolutely every season. I've been in the cupboard. I've dragged it out. Here it is, guys. Here it is. For those of you that were with us in game week one, we did this.
Oh, look, I signed it on the back.
The FPL family pre-season predictions 2025-2026. Sam signed it on the...
On the seal.
Yeah, you guys can just about see that. 10th of August 2025. And it was sealed and it's been in that cupboard over there and we have not touched it. This is the first time it's been touched in 38 game weeks.
It's sat in the cupboard, yeah.
It's sat in the cupboard. Now, in here are three cards.
Yes.
And on one card... belongs to me, one card belongs to you, yeah. And the third card belongs to you guys as a community. And in game week one, pre-game week one, what we did, for those of you that weren't here, what we did was we predicted who was going to win the league. We predicted the top four. We predicted the bottom three, who was going to get relegated. We predicted Golden Boot, playmaker. We predicted who was going to be the top FPL point scoring goalkeeper, defender, midfielder and forward. We predicted who we thought was...
Golden Boot. Golden
differential Boot. Shout of the season. So, you know, what almost like a wild pick, I think we did.
Right.
And most importantly, my highlight every season, we've done this for 9 seasons, this is my highlight, we find out whether we backed ourselves. Were you Team Sam or Team Lee?
It's been...
Team Sam or Team Lee? And were you guys Team Sam or Team Lee?
It's been an absolute whitewash.
And we now
year.
Know, it is confirmed that this season is Team Lee. I don't know whether we have the trophy still or whether it's...
No, because you won it 3 times in a row, so you get to keep it.
Is that right?
Okay. I think it is around somewhere.
Well, it's
oh, it's up there. Look,
it's there. It's on the shelf. We should have brought it down, shouldn't we? But you guys will know, right? Back in the season, the first ever year we ever did this, we used to send in the post wooden spoons.
We used to post people wooden spoons.
I used to post wooden spoons to people that did that the worst that week. It was mad,
I used to
wasn't
write
it?
People a note. That? I used to handwrite them a note.
Yeah,
and send them a wooden spoon in the post.
You still love that? It was mad, wasn't it?
Why did we do that?
Because we had about 20 followers, so it was just like we could
just,
do that.
Just send people a wooden spoon in the post. I used to write them a letter.
So, of course, at the end of the second season, I think you got that trophy up there, which is the wooden spoon trophy, and it is given to whoever loses the Team Sam versus Team Lee every season. And it can sit snugly on your shelf for another few months, FPL Family Sam.
But it's not my trophy, because you won it 3 times in a row.
Well, I'll let you
so
have it.
So you were
I'll
supposed
I'll
to
let
take
you have
it. And, like, now, somehow, it lives in here. Regardless of if I win or not, I seem to have it.
Well, look, I'll take the win this season. I'm very happy that I'll take the win this season. Was it, in reflection, was it
it's
the
an
rank
season,
where
though?
I'd want it to be? Well, in what way? In many ways.
In many ways.
But, yes, in many ways, you're right. But I don't know how many asterisks you want to put after, is it an asterisk season? In many ways, yes. But what did you mean?
Because it's just been mental, and I don't even know if somebody says to me in 10 years time, looking at my FPL rank, what the hell happened?
What happened that year?
In 25-26, I don't know how I'll answer that question.
What are you going to say?
I don't know.
I didn't get Elliot Anderson.
I mean, that can't be the reason that I've had such a bad year, can it? It can't possibly be the reason.
You'll be like, that was DEFCON year. DEFCON year.
But it's always going to be DEFCON year. Surely they're going to keep DEFCON. So,
well, they are, yeah.
So, you know, then what? Like, am I just going to be rubbish at FPL from now on? It can't be a DEFCON thing. I think it's a Spurs thing.
Almost certainly. Yeah, almost certainly.
I think that's why it's an asterisk for me.
Yeah. I'd love to know how you guys think. Put your final ranks in the comments if you're here
live.
We
don't know yet, do we?
Put it in there. Why not?
Well, because they're doing all the updates. Now, here we're currently sat on 9 DEFCON, and they always find one or two here or there. I think between now and midnight, when they lock the game, when all the updates are done, there will be some pivotal changes. I was just stalking some social media, and I was noticing that people are saying that they should take Bruno's assist away because it's definitely an own goal.
Please.
Imagine the scenes if they try and take that away, because that'll put him back on...
Well, I tell you what. If they take that away as a... And I'll get to how and why I've captained Bruno this week. I vice-captained him. Some jam in there. There's a nice story. It didn't start well, the story. It ended okay. And a Verbruggen owner, if they take that assist away from Bruno and put it down as a Verbruggen own goal, I might not play next year. That's the end. That's the end for me. In a week where... No, I'm not joking. Because this week, they've changed the rules.
This is the end for you.
Sam, every week for 37 weeks... Right, just behave yourself for a minute. Every week for 37 weeks, the game closes. It's closed. At the end of the last game, it's closed.
Mm-hmm.
But no, this week, they've decided, for some reason...
Because it's the final one and they don't want the winner to be crowned. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning...
Well, don't change the rules in the last game. We're
yes,
stupid.
But what they said in the thing was that this is going to be the thing from now on, I think.
Oh, that's nice. Doing game week one. What are they playing at?
Well, no, you weren't saying that a minute ago. When I said you might get an extra hill couple of points.
So they can't have one rule for 37 weeks. And then because they're changing that rule for next season, go, oh, let's do
it
again.
Well, no, they're doing
it
to make sure that whoever wins the mini leagues has actually won it. And it's, and like what they don't want is for like somebody to get a load of additional points after the deadline and it not be able to edit like Trossard style from a few years ago.
I'm telling you now, if that happens.
Yeah.
And they do a one-off special, change the rules for game week 38. Take the Bruno assist away that I've captained and give it as a Verbruggen who I've got own goal. I'm done. I'm finished. Apps finished.
You've got to go to the FPL show tomorrow. You can't be finished.
Not going. Not going. Tell him I'm not coming.
I think...
I'm not doing it. I'm not going on that show.
You are mad.
And talking through that.
You are mad. I think once we've said hello to a few people, Lee, and we start... I think how we should do this, we should do our story of today... including transfers and decisions around deadline as a back and forth as to what was happening for each other in those moments today. right? Because...
Yeah, we can do that. We can start with Sky, can't we?
We should start... We,
let's talk through the day. That's a great way of doing it.
Yeah, but we can go back and forwards because obviously we were together this morning and then we separated. So we can then go bit by bit, a bit like they do, you know, when on Match of the Day, the final one where they flick between the two games. That's how we're going to play this out. So we can hear about Lee's chaos that he had at deadline. To be honest, I was a bit oblivious to the chaos because I was just trying to get into the Spurs stadium. So,
That's a lovely way of doing it. We'll talk through our day. We weren't together for the deadline chaos. You're right. So we can talk about how we both got on with
our
that.
Our reactions to it, yeah.
Just as I was coming on, I noticed that the cheerleader in chief for getting that Verbruggen own goal credited as a Verbruggen own goal and basically stopping me play FPF again. Bloody ass Phillips. He's on Twitter as we speak campaigning if that's a bit of a Verbruggen own goal.
But Az is very upset. Everything's gone wrong for Az today.
I'm telling you, I'm not doing the show tomorrow. I'm not doing it.
You're only doing the show because he can't be bothered to do the show.
I give up. This
it's
season.
Not that he can't be bothered. That's wrong.
This season.
He's busy. Oh, so he couldn't. He was supposed to be Az and I.
When you said it's an asterisk, you are not wrong. You are not wrong about it being an asterisk soon. Let's get in and say hello to a few people, Sam, because this is an FPL Family live stream. We should say hello to people. That's what we
That's
do.
That's what we do here at FPL Family.
That is what we do. Andrew is in, the rubbish FPL player. Change that handle, mate. You've had a great season. So very nice to see you, Andrew. Joseph Maloney is in. Nice to see you. FPL Gov is here. Azzy, the Smiths 1986 is in. We've got Kingdom is in. Kingdom, mate. How are we feeling about this Chelsea no European football next season? Are they like suddenly on radar for FPL next season, game week one, aren't they? They're going to be Man United of next season. No European football at all.
I mean...
You got any opinions on it? Have you done anything today other than just get behind Spurs? If I even asked you what the Burnley score was, would you know?
Yes, it was 1-0.
Okay, good. Okay.
I do know what the other scores were. I do know what happened in the other game. Do not ask me who scored goals.
You're not paying attention
do not
to
ask
anything.
Me what it means. So we got in the car. So another part of my day today is we got
I'm
in the car.
I'm trying to talk to you about Chelsea. You're just like,
whatever.
What even happened?
We got it. No, I know that they scored, but they also had someone sent off, I think. Because I was raging because I played roofs and I was raging about it. What do I think about Chelsea? I don't know. Did they play badly? I don't know. All I know is they've got Alonso. They'll probably be all right. And yeah, they didn't get Europe. So, I mean, that probably means they're going to be all right. Who knows? Who knows? Kingdom, it'll be fine.
Who knows? FPL Blackstar is in. Nice to see you. George is in, as usual. George, hope you're well, mate. Thank you, Bonfields. See you at Fest. Mate, we will be there. We will be there with bells on
We might not if Lee's not playing anymore.
That's true, George. That's true. If they give this Verbruggen own goal between now and midnight, you won't see me at Fest. Because I ain't doing it anymore. I ain't doing it.
You are. There's absolutely no way. I'll tell you, when the game loads for the new season, you'll be going, I'm not playing anymore.
That's the Verbruggen own goal. It's finished. Game's gone. Absolutely gone. He says, thank you, Bonfield. See you at Fest. Yes, thank you, mate. And thank you for all your support this year, George. It's been a pleasure FPLing with you. Saw it didn't work out today. I tell you what, one thing you'll see on Match of the Day, oh my God, Dango Ouattara. In the 109th minute, they are a Nats bollock away from European football. It's like he gets up, it's a free header. As usual, Frimpong's doing his best bit of defending at the side. Just lets the cross come in. Yeah, you just do it.
Marks around defending then.
Frimpong, the podcasters know that Frimpong doesn't defend, so it's fine. The cross comes in and Ouattara gets up. He gets up brilliantly. Good connection. Everything. Everything's right about it. He's not even close, Alisson. And it whistles over the top. And I tell you what, if they score that, it's 2-1 there in Europe. Oh, George, I felt, mate, honestly, you're that close. It was a massive chance that Ouattara won at the end. It really was. Another super chat from Scott Schrager, the OG. Hey, Scott, how you doing, mate? A $20 super chat, mate. That is very unnecessary, mate. But thank you very much indeed. He says, congratulations, Spurs fans, on staying up. That was close. He says, well, you ain't wrong about that, Scott. Made transfers 2 minutes before the crash. Phew. 65 this week. Thank you, Sam and Lee, for another great year of contact. Scott, you are very welcome, mate. And as usual...
Has it been a great year of content?
Thank you. I don't know. Is it? I think it's been fun. Asterisk. Asterisk. Thank you for the good content. Asterisk. Thank you for all your support, Scott, over the 9 years we've been doing it. The reason we call him the OG was because I think he's first. Like the first ever YouTube subscriber we have, Mr. Scott Schrager. So thank you, mate, for the super chat. Much appreciated.
I'm not really sure why Scott subscribed all those years ago, because we were rubbish then.
Well,
you remember the graphics?
I do.
And somehow Scott's decided to stick around for 9 years.
What was it? So Scott saw that video and went, this is good, I'll follow it for 9 years.
I think he thought, these two are carnage, I'll see what happens.
Asterisk. Right, everything about tonight is asterisk, tell me. Joseph, thank you for the super chat, mate. You already follow us and support us on bloody everything, so you don't need the super chat, mate, but we appreciate you. Hi, Sam and Lee. Thanks for another FPL season of content. Sam, I did the double. Oh, yes, right. So,
did you do it?
So I had a Zoom call with Joseph last week, and it took us 40 minutes, but we got to the point of double Spurs defence is the way forward.
Then he messaged me to check that it was the right thing to do.
What?
Well, Little Spurs.
What? Joseph.
Little Spurs. You were suggesting to him that he got double Spurs defence.
Yeah?
And I think he thought, holy asterisk, better message Sam and check that this is not crazy.
Right.
So he messaged me and I went, I mean, it sounds a bit crazy, Joseph, but Porro's probably going to, if we had
get a he had Van der Ven already, and he's obviously bought Porro. Well done, Joseph. I like that. I did the double Spurs defence move today. Congrats, Spurs. Thanks, Mo and Robbo. Yeah, it's, do you know what, Joseph? I love that comment. I had a little tear, yeah.
Aww.
Not going to lie, I did, yeah.
Don't tell any more about that, because we'll get to it when we tell our day.
Yeah. It does feel very end of era stuff today. It really does. Really does. With Pep as well, right? But we'll discuss it as we go along.
He was crying as well, Bilver.
Well, yes, it was an emotional day. Your mic's broken again. It feels like a thing every time we come on. How long's that been going on? Because I've been doing super chats. Been going on for a while, I think. It's been going on a while.
I've put it back in now. Should be.
Can you
hear me now?
Can we take tonight's super chats and buy you a new cable for your mic? Can we do that?
Yeah, but so,
or could you just stop kicking your mic?
I have not touched it.
Okay, good.
The good people at the FPR pod bought me a new mic cable for that one. I might just ask Franco where that one's come from, and I just get the same one again.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, it's good, that
people
one.
Are saying you're quite. Hopefully that wasn't off. Hopefully you.
Oh, it's all right now.
Didn't get too much of a gap there, guys.
Because
I'm scrolling up and down the chat doing the super chat, so I wasn't on the live chat, so I didn't see the alerts from everybody. But thank you for that anyway. Kelly T. Thank you, Kelly T.
Hey, Kelly.
Is in tonight. Hey, Kelly. Thank you for
patrons.
The super chat. Hello, Bonfields.
Yeah, hello, Kelly.
Hello, Bonfields. George. Now, Kelly.
What's she said about George?
She sent a super chat for this.
Right, go on. Because she knows we have to read it. She sends a super chat.
That's the thing. I'd have ignored it if it wasn't.
No,
Kelly,
she said,
that's naughty.
What's she said about George?
George bottled our mini league. Kelly sent that specifically as a super chat, knowing I've got to read it out. George, I have to read that out.
So some of our patrons that have been around for a while have formed their own little, don't even know what to call it.
What do you call it?
It's some sort of weird gang where I feel like all they do is like
take
the mick out of each other.
I'm in the chat like Kofi Annan, trying to keep them
calm
all,
down, like, everyone. What? Calm down. We have a WhatsApp now where they just WhatsApp each other abuse as well. I don't know. They all seem to like it, but they've got this mini league and they all want to beat George.
You got George and Kelly having a go at the mini leagues. Aaron comes along, pulls a pin out of the grenade and fucks off. He's like, just slack. He's absolutely mad. Absolutely mad. So if you want more of that next season, then yeah, stay tuned. The slack is going to be here next season. Good Lord.
Oh, God. We can't ever delete it. They're not on riot.
No.
Goodness me.
Absolutely not. So there we go. That's everyone said hello to. A whole host of you in tonight for the final FPL family of the season. Very nice to see you. Like, subscribe, all that stuff. Or don't, because it's the last one.
do still like and subscribe.
If you want, it's fine.
Stick about.
Yeah, whatever.
Season 10's coming. It's going to be the best one yet.
We don't do this for the likes and subscribe. We do this for the asterisk.
Season 10.
What? What is it they say? Season 3 will be better than season 2.
Well, I mean, it can't be any bloody worse, can it?
Days later, didn't you?
Well, what, unless your FPL team is sacking you, which, I mean, it's possible.
It's possible.
A Brougham might get you the sack.
I might just walk away. I'm not joking. If that
mutual
goes down
consent.
And doesn't go, I'll be very, very, very,
mutual
very
consent.
Upset. Very upset.
The little beauties of managing us.
Very upset. Right, let's talk through the day.
Okay, go on then.
Because there ain't a lot of point analysing all the matches, right?
And no, let's talk about our day.
For one thing, we haven't got any more FPL, and for the second thing, you haven't got a clue what's going on.
I don't know what's happening.
So let's talk through the day.
Yeah.
Sky, first and foremost, went down to Sky. Lovely day at Sky Sports News this morning. If you did tune into Sky Sports News 9:30 and saw us on there, thanks for tuning in.
Very nearly missed the start of the show because I spent so long in makeup.
You weren't hair and makeup for a long time, yeah. No fault of your own, or I should add the makeup artist. There was a mini crisis going on, wasn't there, elsewhere in the building. But a massive thank you to Sky Sports News and to Mark Briggs as well, the producer of the show.
We love Briggsy,
what a legend, mate. Arsenal fan as well. He was very...
do you know what? Credit to Mark today. Because
yeah,
Mark,
he was very humble about it.
Mark is a humble man.
Mark,
even through Spurs being rubbish, he has never once, and he could easily have...
He doesn't want to upset his guests, does he?
But he's known me for years now, so he could very easily be... Because Tom at the Fantasy Show don't care. He has a Gabby, and he's a Newcastle fan.
Yeah.
But Briggsy is lovely. And
so one of the things Briggsy said to us today, as we were walking out, actually, we finished the show, as he walked out, he said, I bet you there's some shithousery today. And I said, what do you mean, Briggsy? And he just said, I bet you one of the teams comes out like West Ham or Spurs, because there's a lot on it. One of them will come out a bit later out the dressing room, because then you've got that bit of extra time at the end of a game. You know what you need to do because the other game finishes first. It's an advantage by finishing last, isn't it? Because you know the result from the other ground and you either hold or you go for the goal or whatever, right? What the hell happened at Spurs? That is such shithousery from Spurs.
No, it's not.
Oh, please.
Right.
The referee's mic stopped working again, at the second half.
The fourth time this season has happened.
Well, Sam.
Four times.
Well.
The bloody lino says, I can't hear anything. You've had 15 minutes.
So can I say something?
The players were fuming.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think it's happened at any other ground.
I don't either.
But at Spurs, it's happened four times. Now, is that just a coincidence? Or is there something going on there?
Well, I don't know, Lee. But all I do know is that my players, my boys... They were all at the ref going, come on, let's get going.
Of course they were, because they want to outwit, they're publicly, they want to show that they're not cheating.
Have you just accused my boys of cheating?
Yep.
It's a bloody Verbruggen own goal, that was. It's a Verbruggen own goal and you can lose your points, you jammy.
I think that was tantamount to cheating.
But what?
Honestly.
You weren't even watching it.
There is something in that. The fact that the ref's mic never works at Spurs. And on a day like today, there was a massive delay.
I tell you what, never mind, you might not play FPL next year. You might not make it to next season if you accuse my boys of cheating.
Did not like that at
all. I tell you what, did you see the lino not give the most blatant corner you've ever seen in your life?
Was it in the second half or the first half? Because I watched the second half.
Start of the second half.
Okay. No, because I was still fuming about the cheating.
Right, go on, back to our day then. So we did Sky.
Yeah.
It was a good show, I thought. Yeah. It's a difficult one, right? Because when you're doing the final show of the season, we haven't made any transfers. We don't know what we're doing. So when we're asked to talk about our team, it's like, well, I might make this transfer, or I might make that transfer. Quite frankly, I could do anything. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
So we do the show. We leave the show. We get back. What did you do? Where did you go? Did you take the kids swimming?
I went swimming, gym.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah. You took the kids swimming. My mum picked me up. We get in the car. I'm nervously.
Of course.
I'm nervous. She's nervous.
I'm nervous for you.
My granddad, God rest him, had a hat.
Mm.
It's a lucky hat. We call
Did
it
you take it with you today?
Yeah.
Oh, the lucky hat's coming.
We call it the lucky hat.
Let's go.
It's only been to a few games since my granddad passed away. The last time it came to a game was Bilbao.
Mm.
It came to Bilbao. We won a trophy. I said to my mum today, don't pick me up unless you've got granddad's hat. Bring granddad with us. She goes, all right. So she comes and she collects me because I've got stitches, so I can't really drive a long way. So we get in a car, we drive, we park. It's quiet. I'm thinking, this is nice. Car park's quiet. We're early because I don't want to bash my leg. So we get down there. We walk down the high road. It's like every member of... North London, who wasn't at Crystal Palace, has descended on the high.
Yeah.
So it's gridlock.
Out in force again, right?
So I'm like, so I turn to her and I'm like, Mum, there's no chance we can get in the stadium for a bit. So we decide we're just going to have to stand there and wait for the bus. So while we're waiting for the bus, Max texts me, Mum, what shall I do with my fantasy team?
Yeah.
And then I start seeing the news breaking. So I text the group chat that we're in and I said, boys, Haaland's benched. Haaland's benched is what we thought originally, right?
Do you want to do a match of the day switch over to where we're at this stage?
Yeah, so I text the group chat, boys, Haaland's benched. What happened?
So, yeah, so we got out of the pool. We're getting changed or whatever. Going, sitting in the little bit, have a bit of lunch or whatever. And I'm like, I'm trying to concentrate. Like, I'm on Twitter looking for leak. Like, because you've texted me about Haaland. I'm like, right, so it's starting to happen now. The news is starting to come through. So I'm on Twitter starting to go. Max is just like, Dad. I'm like, yeah, mate. Dad. Yeah, mate. And I feel bad because I'm like, I'm on my phone and whatever. I shouldn't be. And he's like, but then I look over. He's on his phone as
He's trying to do his FPL team. Yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, Haaland's not playing. What should I do? Haaland out? Haaland out for who? Haaland for, and mate, you've got to wait. There'll be more leaks coming. What do you mean leaks? I'm like, leaks are like
early team
unofficial
news.
Team news. It gets leaked. It shouldn't be. Yeah, but it's in SofaScore, right? I'm like, yeah, mate, but that's like the confirmed teams. I'm on Twitter looking for leaks. Oh, okay. So should I sell Haaland? Okay, mate, I'm trying to get the leaks. Just leave me for a second. I'm trying to get the 5 second pause. So do Haaland to Bowen and I get Salah. Mate, I'm trying to get the... Once I understand what we got... So, like, he doesn't understand that there's, like...
There's more coming.
Like, he's just like, oh, Haaland's out. That's the leak.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I've got to act on that.
Yeah.
And what I should have done was stopped and said, mate, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's more coming. Just be patient. Give me 20 minutes and I'll look and we'll do it together. What I should have done, but instead, like half the FPL community, I'm panicking and thinking about what I'm going
to
do.
But he's also at the same time, I think because you weren't paying attention to him, he's messaging me. So I'm standing on the high road, trying not to get bashed.
Run over by the coach.
Also trying not to get run over by a wheelchair guy that's pulled up next to me. And he's like, I need to get past. I'm like, I wish I could move, right. But I can't. And Max is texting me, Mum, Dad's not listening to me, was one of my messages. Shall I sell Haaland? Yes, Max, but don't do it yet. Why not? Because I don't know who else you're going to sell him for yet. Wait. Mm. He's like, I was like, I will tell you if I hear anything else. Then I text back. I text him. I was like, Max, think Cherky's benched. And he's like losing his mind at this point because he's like, where's all this coming from? He's going to me, Mum, where are you getting all this from? I'm like, it's just the slackers. I'm listening to them and I'm looking on Twitter.
The City rotation was wild, wasn't it? It's wild. And I'm sitting there with Haaland, O'Reilly and Cherky.
So, and...
you, like, what the hell,
but man? The good thing for you was there was news that them three weren't playing.
Yeah.
So you had full news. I found nothing on Gahey before I had to make my decision. Mm. So I'm like, I don't know if Gahey's playing or not.
Did he play?
No.
No.
Didn't make the squad.
Right.
So I'm like, I just got to leave you.
Yeah.
I've not heard anything about you. I've just got to leave you. You're just going to have to be there and I'm going to have to pray.
But one thing I did do is I looked at the team and I just thought, well, there's nothing there that can hurt me other than Semenyo. As long as he doesn't score, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, but then he did.
First goal scorer.
So I'm standing there and I'm thinking, I know that the deadline is going to pass here as I am trying to get probably down the high road and into a stadium.
Into the stadium, yeah.
I've just got to do something.
Right. What did you do? Because I don't know. We haven't had this conversation. I don't know what transfers you made. You know mine because I text you and went, I've massively cocked up.
So I knew one of yours. What I didn't realise is that you hadn't got the right Egyptian. I assumed you'd got him as well.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm standing on the high road. The bus hasn't come yet. So I just go, I'm like, sod it. I'm getting Salah. And I'm captaining him.
Yeah, okay.
So
many did that.
So I'm like, I'm getting rid of Cherky. Done. So Cherky to Salah,
yeah.
So I'm like, right.
Must have sold Haaland.
Got to sell Haaland now. Yeah. Who the hell am I getting? So in this, so there's this moment where I go, Bowen, Fleming.
Yeah.
Richarlison for the vibes.
Ooh, go on.
And I should have just gone Fleming because all day and all week.
You've been talking about him all week.
I've been preaching about him all week.
Yeah.
And I decided I couldn't go Bowen. I just could not back. I couldn't back a hammer today.
Did you get the pigeon?
So I got a bloody pigeon, didn't I? And he flapped around and then he went off. We'll talk about Spurs in a minute. But that's how I did that. And I just thought, right, I've taken a hit because I had to get Salah. And at that moment, I text Max and he was like, should I do this, that and the other? And I was like, yes, just lock that in.
All right.
Hand back to you. So what was going on with you?
So he then decided that Max decided that the Man City leaks was, that was all he could tolerate. So he did, he made his moves. I think he got Salah as well, didn't he?
He did, he got
and
Salah.
He, and he took Haaland out, right? So
he got Salah and Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah, so he did a move that many of you did. I know many of you out there did. I saw a lot of it on Twitter, that the Haaland to Salah for a minus four or whatever.
He might have got Pedro Porro as well, though.
He might have done. Yeah, he might have done.
He did that as well.
Meanwhile, after the leagues, I'm like, well, Haaland's not playing. Marmoush is going to play. Obviously Marmoush is going to play.
So where did the idea for Marmoush come from? Because
what do you mean, where did it come from? Every other time Haaland hasn't played, Marmoush has played. What do you mean, where did the idea come from?
So it wasn't like you saw something that said he was going to start. It was just that you thought Haaland's not playing, therefore Marmoush.
The leaks I saw were O'Reilly, Cherki and Haaland not playing. And I'm like, okay.
Marmoush
will be playing.
Okay, fine.
Then.
Yeah, yeah. I just needed to understand whether
it
was
an assumption.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't know if it was you made an assumption or whether it was...
I did.
Okay.
I made an assumption.
The same assumption a lot of people made.
So I didn't take Haaland out.
Right.
Because I just thought, well, if he's not playing, he might come on against the Tyre
Villa. Yeah, because we thought he was benched, not
I thought
dropped.
He was benched.
Well, not dropped, but rested.
So I thought, he's benched. So mm-hmm. I'll just leave him in there, won't I? So instead, I'm going to do Cherki out.
Right.
So I did Cherki out for Marmoush. And then all week, like you and Fleming, I've been talking about Pedro Porro all week.
Yeah, please tell me you did it.
So I did O'Reilly to Porro.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. I did O'Reilly to Porro.
Actually, I knew you did that because you're graphic, yeah.
And I wasn't...
But I'm astounded you never got Salah today.
Well, I wanted to. But I looked at Marmoush and there was not even a thought in my head that he was not going to be there, Marmoush. I was just like, there's no Haaland. He's obviously Marmoush. And then when I put Marmoush in and saw that he was 2% owned, I was like, captain. Got captain him. What an opportunity... to go for a 2% owned captain who's going to be the forward at City against a Villa side who are drunk. Like, in Pep's last game, 2% owned captain. Too big opportunity, this.
Okay.
Huge opportunity.
So
I went Marmoush captain.
So you did these moves.
Yeah.
I've done my moves. I'm walking towards the Spurs stadium. I go in. And then I get a text from Max. Mum. Dad's got Marmoush in and captained him.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I think... Has he? Right, okay, that's bold.
Yeah.
Then about 3 or 4 minutes later, he texts me again and he says, Mum, Marmoush is benched. And I was like, oh no, yeah. Dad must be not very happy. He was like, Dad is not happy.
Yeah, because all of that... So then the deadline passes and you're like, well, I can't do anything now.
Mm.
And then the news comes through at like 31, 32 minutes past the hour, whenever it was, you know, like 2 minutes past deadline. Yeah, the Marmoush is benched. And I'm like, oh, that's really annoying. I don't think I said it in those sort of words in my head. But then the Arsenal news comes through as well at like 1 minute past the deadline. That's really useful, isn't it? And it's just like, no Gabriel, no Saka, no Jokeres. And I'm like, what?
Where's my whole team?
I'm like, I'm expecting some rotation, but not my three Arsenal and three Man City all not playing.
Mm.
Absolutely insane levels of rotation. Insane levels of rotation. I mean...
I was expecting it with Arsenal.
You can't blame them, can you?
No.
Certainly from an Arsenal perspective, you can't blame them. I thought I was going to get away with Jokeres. I thought he might play.
I did too.
But alas, no. So in the end, and we'll do our teams in a minute, but like, I don't know how many players I had, but it wasn't 11. It certainly wasn't 11 because I had a big question mark about Strouk as well. I had Strouk third sub and I thought, well, I'll hide him away third sub because not only do I not think they're going to keep a clean sheet, but he's yellow flagged. I ain't going to need him. Suddenly I'm like, bloody hell, is Strouk playing? Because I need like a one pointer or something from Pascal Strouk. It's ridiculous. So it was utter chaos. Utter chaos. I've never seen anything like it. It was unbelievable. And I don't know how I'm going to go on the FPL show tomorrow and they say, oh, so what did you do for game week 30? And I'm going to say, oh, I saw some Man City team leaks and bought Marmoush in and he didn't play. Oh, and I captained him. There's people tuning in going, who is this expert and why? What is he doing on my screen?
Right, so some good news
for you. So I saw a leak and I bought in a player that wasn't playing and captained him.
I don't know.
Utter nonsense.
I don't know.
Utter nonsense. What does this game do to us? It's ridiculous.
So then, we probably can stop going backwards and forwards quite
we
so
can
much
stop
now.
But we wasn't alone, by the way. Sorry to interrupt you. I think Gianni did it as
Gianni
well.
Gianni did it. Nacho did it. Az did it.
What, Marmo's cap?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Except you had a good backup cap. Az didn't. He had Hinchelwood.
I did have a good backup cap.
Which
we'll
is why Az got Shabruno thing to be a Brooklyn.
Of course he does.
Anyway, so Spurs.
Yeah, go on then.
I can honestly say in 30 plus years I've been going to that stadium, I have never sat in an atmosphere like today.
Mm.
And it wasn't nervous and tetchy and, you know, that kind of thing. It was pumped.
Mm.
People were like...
De Zerbi was out there before the game giving it all this from what I saw in the sort of pre-match.
There was a lot of... the crowd were hyped. They were fully behind the team. It was so loud. It was so loud. They did the free buy one, get one free drinks again that they've been doing every week for the last few weeks. It was loud. And it was one of those where the first half performance from Spurs today, that is the best half of football I have watched all season. Maybe in 2 years.
I would go with that. I watched a bit of you in the first half, flicking between Liverpool Spurs. The bits I saw were good.
We were good. We played really well.
It was all right.
There were... At one point, I turned to Rob, who was sitting next to me, and I was like, where's this passing football coming from?
Mm.
Where's this, like, moving the ball? Anyway,
it's deserved, isn't it?
We scored a goal. It was great. Feel better. Half-time comes. Mm. Everyone's feeling a bit better. SofaScore did a weird thing today where it told me that West Ham had scored, and then 2 minutes later took it away again. And I was like, okay, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Second half rolls in. We were all a little bit more nervous, I think, as the second half started. Still loud, still being supported, but they definitely felt like there was a little bit more like, oh God, we're 45 minutes away from staying up.
I thought it changed when the first West Ham goal went in. Because that obviously filtered through to the fans.
I think it was nervous before that.
And I thought Everton fed on the nerves a little bit.
I think... It was nervous from the kickoff of the second half.
Mm, yeah.
I think the faffing around, I know that you think we did it for our advantage, but genuinely, I think the faffing around with the mic wasn't positive for us.
Cheating, yeah.
I don't think it was positive for us because we the boys were ready to go. They were all lined up, ready to take it. And then nobody knows what they're doing. And Van de Ven's going, what the hell's happening? And anyway, the West Ham goal going in did change the crowd a little bit. We were like,
we can't
afford to drop a goal. And because we were only 1-0 up.
Yep.
It was like, well, we can afford to go 1-1, but we can't afford to go... We can't really, because we know what we're like. If we go 1-1, we'll probably lose. Actually, it didn't make much difference when West Ham went 2-up, because we were like... Well,
they've done their job now.
Same situation applies. But we played really well. And, you know, the bench was good today. Having people come off the bench, there was a lot of commitment out there today. Like, Vicario was, like, up and down like a yo-yo from the bench, being supportive and encouraging. And I was like, this is the kind of team spirit that we seem to have now encompassed, which is great. It was... I mean, it was...
You got the job done at the end of the day. You got it done.
We played well. I said to my mum at the end of the game when we, like, obviously we were really happy and we celebrated and that was lovely. And then we waved to the players and we sang at them and then they went off. And I said to mum as we left the stadium, I said, it doesn't pass me by
how easily this could have gone the other way today. And, like, so there was a lot of fans singing about West Ham and I was like...
Your mic's gone again.
But I haven't touched it. It's no look.
Well, can you... Unplug it and plug it back in.
But it's all lit up.
It's dead again. Time for a new cable. There you go. I think you're back.
Oh, but I'll it was it, lit up.
I'm like, I'm keeping an eye on it now. Like, I'm like distracted by it because I know it just sporadically just turns itself off.
It's weird that it was all lit up though anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, go on.
So yeah, it doesn't pass me by how easily it could have gone by. And I felt...
Did they like... celebrate at the end? Because it's not really a celebration, is it? It's not like
They didn't... I want to say they celebrated. There was a look of absolute relief.
Relief, yeah, sure. Yeah,
across
yeah, sure.
the team. They celebrated the win.
Did like a lap of, if not honour, then a lap of just
they came and stood in
something.
Front of the South Stand and we sang at them for about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
and they
okay.
And they did the whole like, yes, come on. And De Zerbi clapped and they clapped and they all cuddled each other and it was nice. Then they walked around to the and waved to the other crowds. But that probably took them about 3 minutes to go around the rest of the pitch. And then they went straight back down the tunnel, which was the right thing, because it shouldn't have been a celebration. We should not be celebrating staying up. But they did the right thing by recognising how important the fans were today and getting them over the line.
And I have to say, I know he pulled off a bit of a save against Villa, didn't he? Right at the end, Kinski.
It was unbelievable.
The one he pulled off today. And listen, it's the 88th minute.
Yep.
So,
and we had 9 minutes.
And there was 9 minutes. If that goes in again at 1-1, you've got what, 10, 11 minutes to keep Everton out. And you're nervous as hell. And 100%. West Ham have won.
Yep.
Listen, I just think, honestly, after what happened to that kid, it was a disgrace. And we sat here at the time and we said, it's a disgrace what Tudor's done to it, to Kinski in the Champions League when he slipped over a couple of times. It was a disgrace. On a human level, it was a disgrace. And he's come back in. And okay, he's come back in on the back of a Vicario injury or whatever he's had. You can't... Those two saves, they're massive. They are huge, both saves.
But...
Huge.
What I will say is that for the last 2 weeks, Vicario's been fit. And he's chosen to play Kinski because of how well Kinski's played. And there was some news that Spurs released this week where Kinski had been called up for his international team and said he wasn't going to the World Cup because he needs to have a non-injury related operation. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But he wants to make sure he's fit and recovered for Spurs for next season to fight for the first shirt. And I thought...
Like it.
I like this. I like this attitude. It's been a nightmare season. It's been an absolute nightmare of a season. But there is...
I don't think we'd be sitting here doing this if it had not gone your way today.
Well, I'll be honest. I said to you, I wasn't sure either way how I'd feel about doing tonight's live stream. Because, and honestly, I have... The emotional turmoil that has been today
You can't believe, if there's any Spurs fans in the chat, right, outside of football, you can't believe how stressful it is for you. And this is not a sob story, but you would never say it, so I'm going to say it on your behalf. Working in football as a Spurs fan this season has been really difficult.
Mm.
Particularly, every week you've got to go on a podcast, you've got to talk about Spurs, everyone asks you about Spurs. Even things like the other week when one of the other parents at the football accidentally mentioned it and you had a bit it's like every day, multiple times, people are reminding you that your team might get relegated. And for you, this is your thing. You fucking love Spurs. You don't want Spurs to go down, of course. And I can tell you, I can imagine, I can't imagine, but the relief today must be unbelievable.
It's been an absolute shit show, to be honest.
Without a doubt. The whole Tudor thing was just... I mean, we'll look back at that in a few years and laugh, surely, because it was just an awful, awful state of affairs.
It has been really difficult. I mean, even going to work at... I love my job. I love my job. But going to work with those guys every week when Spurs have been nonsense, there's only so much you can take of it before it becomes a real thing, which is why I couldn't celebrate West Ham today, because for me...
You feel for the Hammers fans.
I feel for them because I know how it feels. We've been there and it's been awful. And I know how it would have felt for me today had it gone the other way around. So I feel genuinely gutted for the West Ham fans. I didn't want them to go down. I really genuinely didn't. There's plenty of teams I'd rather have seen go down ahead of them. So if you are a West Ham fan, genuinely, I am really sorry, because it is awful. It is awful. And this season has been awful. So I hope that under De Zerbi next year, we won't be quite so crap.
Yeah.
Because I'm honestly not sure I can do another year of that and do this alongside it.
All right, well, you got the job done, Sam. You got the job done. Before we talk about our teams and how we ended up in terms of ranks, a couple of super chats that I have missed. I'll scroll back a little bit. Thank you, FPL Blackstar, for the super chat. Very kind of you. Hi, Bonfields. Another good season one. Another good season, sorry, full stop. Won both my mini leagues. Very nice. Been a lurker, mate. There's nothing wrong with being a lurker. But will be involved a lot more. Up the Spurs, he says. Must be a Spurs fan or just supporting you. Don't know. But FPL Blackstar, thank you very much for the super chat. Liam is in. Hey, Liam. Nice to see you, mate. Nice to see you, Liam. Evening, Liam and Sam. A season to forget in FPL for me, mate.
For a lot of us.
You can't be brilliant every season, Liam. You can't be brilliant every season. Thanks for another great season of FPL content, mate. You are very welcome. And thank you for being here and supporting us. this again. I mean, again, another one that's been around for what? How many seasons? I don't know. We've known Liam for a while now, haven't we? We've done a few chats with him. So, Liam, you are more than welcome. We love having you here in FPL family. And also CW11, thank you very much for the Super Chat. First year member. Oh, there we go. Thank you very much for supporting us here at the channel. You both helped me get to my best finish since I started playing FPL. Listen, CW, I'm glad we could add some value. We are here mostly for vibes and entertainment, but every now and again, there's a little bit of FPL advice.
Well, I think we add value to other people. We just don't take it for ourselves.
That's true. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Well, thank you, CW. I'm glad someone is getting some actual FPL value out of the stuff that we're saying. That's nice. That's nice. Let's do scores then for this week. As you can see on this graphic, I mean, what a mess. What a mess. I mean, there's red arrows and all sorts everywhere, right? And green arrows coming off the bench. So there's my tale of woe that actually turned out to be all right. Marmoush captain, but as you can see now on the screen, Bruno Fernandes vice captain. So for the podcasters, I got 58 this week with Verbruggen 2 at the moment. Porro in with 10, which is a nice transfer in. Gabriel 1, Hill 1, Bruno 28. Tavernier 10, Dewsbury Hall 1, Van Heck 1. Welbeck 1, Jokeres 1, and Strauch 1, because Saka, Marmoush, and Haaland were all subbed off for Dewsbury Hall, Van Heck, and Strauch. So yeah, 58, which in the end was is a red arrow, but it's a small red arrow, right? So my game week rank was 2.5. My overall points to end the 25-26 season was 2298. That's a rank change in game week of minus 1.09. So my final rank right now, according to game week, what do we call it? Live FPL?
Yeah.
188.8K. Better than last season. Certainly not my best. But in a season which was...
Asterisk.
Very, very difficult. An asterisk season, no doubt about it. It was a tough season. Absolutely true. You know, a few weeks ago, I was on the cusp of 100K after I used those three chips in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
If you'd have said to me, you're at 111K now, you will be top 200K, I'd have gone, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I would have liked to have been top 150.
Yeah.
But the Palmer penalty a couple of weeks ago, that him missing that killed me. And then doing the Semenyo to Cherky move. Those two things really have cost me 150K. Yeah. But it's 188. It's fine. It's not my best. It's not my worst. So I guess in this season, the asterisk season, we'll say it again, we will take it and we'll move on. 188.8K at the moment. Let's see what these jokers at the Premier League are going to do with this Verbruggen thing, but we'll wait and see. Your
it
game
won't
week
be
score,
them, will it? It'll be Opta. It'll be
Opta.
Whatever Opta
well,
decide.
All right. Hopefully they've all gone on bank holiday. 49 points for you this week. Talk us through it then.
I actually avoided a lot of rotation, really. It wasn't...
Yeah, it's only Gahey that didn't play for you.
It was only Gahey that didn't play, so I had Biol come off my bench. Mm. Fine, he come off for 1 point, whatever. Roofs in goal with 2, also whatever. Gabriel came off the bench, fine. Senesi got 2. He's not anywhere close to DEFCON, so I don't think in the update that's going to have much impact.
Okay.
I bought in Salah and captained him, so no captain jam for me, but I'll take the 12 points from him and will thank him for the lovely memories. Pascal Gross with 2, okay. Tav with 10, Bruno with 14. The front three disastrous. Jokeres with 1, Richarlison with 2, and Thiago with 2. Only Van Heck remained on my bench, but I did have a point on my bench, so I could have afforded for somebody else not to play and it would have been okay. I couldn't care less though, because Spurs stayed up.
None of it matters because you're in a Premier League. Absolutely.
Because we're Premier League again. Look, where is my... I haven't got a Premier League badge. I've got the winner's badge.
It's
I was going to say...
It's Europa League one, isn't it?
I was about to say, where's my Premier League badge? But
we haven't really discussed... we've discussed about a lot of people bringing in Salah, but we haven't really done much about him and Robbo leaving and, you know, the stuff they did after the game. It's big for us, right? It's big. You said to me earlier, did I shed a bit of a tear? Yeah, it was emotional. No doubt it's emotional. He's got his kids on the pitch. They've all got their kids on the pitch, right? But his two girls are there and, you know, Robbo's there with his kids as well. There's Guards of Honour. All the legends are there. Rushy and Dalgleish and all that. I noticed Slot kept a pretty low profile.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
He kept, like, all the players on the pitch are all applauding. Obviously, Mo and Robbo are sort of, they're front and centre of it, obviously, right? And the other players are sort of in and around it. Ekitike hobbling around with an unbelievably massive boot on his foot. So, goodness me, I hope he gets fit sometime soon. But yeah, Slot kept a pretty low profile.
Rightly.
And I think that was right. Mm-hmm. Because a bit like your season, there was a celebration of Salah and Robbo. But it certainly wasn't a celebration of the season. And even in the post-match interview, Van Dijk was, listen, you know, he was saying this, it ain't been good enough. It's just not what we expect. It's the bare minimum. I've heard that phrase a lot this week. Champions League's the bare minimum. And let's be honest, we've only got Champions League. I mean, how many points have we got? I don't know. Someone in the chat tell me 50-something, 60-something. We've only got...
It's been a very low scoring season.
Yeah, we've only got in the Champions League because those around us have been, you know, equally not as good in reality. I think at the beginning of the season, you would say, yeah, we would have expected to come up against Chelsea, right? But for them to be 10th, like, I was not expecting to be here on the last day and be, you know, Bournemouth have got a chance of Europa and Brentford and Brighton and all that sort of stuff, right? And fair play to those that did make it in. Thank you, George. 60 points. Yeah, 60 points gets you Champions League. I mean, what, have we lost 10 games or something this season? It's just not good enough.
No.
But despite all that, maybe we'll have a post-mortem on Ohana or something. Maybe I'll do something over the summer about expectations for next year. And I think if we do sign Yan Diamande, which looks increasingly likely, I'd love to sign him. I would love to sign him. I've done a lot of research on this kid. He looks incredible. So he would be a very good Salah replacement, in my opinion. But if Slot stays, then... yeah, we have to wait and see how the season goes. There's been a lot in the last couple of weeks from Van Dijk, from Robbo, from others about how difficult a season it's been. Obviously, you cast your mind back to game week one and what happened pre-season with Diogo. It's, you know, it has been tough. You know, it affected us as fans. Not as much as it did the players, obviously, but it affected us as fans. Even for a few weeks, I was a bit like, you know, what is football? And the play, you know, for the players, that must be difficult. Now, you know, it's not an excuse or anything for how they've been playing or anything like that, right? But you've got to understand that these guys are human beings. As much as they're multi-million-pound footballers, they're still human beings, and they lost their mate. Yeah. It's difficult. It's difficult for them. So, I don't know. We'll reset. We'll go again next season. We've got to replace some leadership, right? You take Robbo out of that, and looks like he's going to come to you now, right? And I think that'd be great for you.
You can see him again.
I think he'll be great for you, right? Because it's just whether he plays a lot of minutes or not, I don't know. But in the dressing room,
we just need the leadership. It's why we're being in with John Stones as well.
Correct.
We just need the leaders.
Correct.
We need these.
It's why Jordan Henderson's going with England.
I was going to mention Jordan Henderson.
Yeah.
Because there's a nice moment today. That is the one thing I did see where you said you wanted Jordan Henderson to get a round of applause at Anfield. Yeah. And they did give him one.
Quite bloody right. Absolutely they should have.
I thought it might make you happy, that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, absolutely they should have, because he never got the chance to do it. Yeah, of course he did.
So yeah, that is exactly right. That's what you need, leaders. And it's all very well and good. We've got a fantastic young team.
Yeah.
But you need leaders in there.
You do.
And our leaders, all right, he did decide towel between his legs to come back from Argentina today. However, Christian Romero,
I don't know what to say about him other than you've been miles better when he's not been there.
Oh, I totally. But he turned up today because everyone gave him so much grief that he flew back from Argentina for today's game.
If I was a Spurs fan, I would never want to see him again.
Well, nobody did. Nobody really even acknowledged that he was there. We all sang Mickey van der Ven's name, and he's just an idiot. But he'll get sold this summer. But we need some of those old guard players, and Robbo and John Stones and those type of players. They're perfect for it. Looks like we'll get Senesi now as well. Again, I think that's a really good, important signing. All of this stuff feels important.
So I felt I did feel very emotional with the two of them leaving. It is big. It is big.
We will look after Robbo for you.
I'm sure you will. I don't know where he's going to go, Mo.
Saudi, probably.
Maybe.
I can't see him playing anywhere else.
Maybe. No, almost certainly not, because I don't think he'd want to play against Liverpool.
No, I agree. Right?
So who knows? I mean, he's got a year left on his contract, right? So someone's got to buy him. Someone's got to buy him. But we will see. We will see. Right, Sam, that is it for all the FPL chat, except to say we will now get stuck into our pre-season predictions. So this is...
I'd like to apologise for mine in advance.
If you weren't here at the beginning of the stream, right, this is one of my favourite moments of the season. I love it because it usually ends in hilarity. What we do in game week one, for those of you who weren't here at the beginning, what we do at game week one is we predict who's going to be the champions, who's going to be top four, who's going to be bottom three, who's going to be relegated, golden boot, playmaker, top point scorer in each position in FPL.
We do a lot, don't we?
We do a lot of predictions pre-game week one. We do, is it who's going to win out of me and Sam? Right, your team Sam or team Lee.
Sorry, guys.
And we do that. We write it on three cards. You write all your answers. I write all my answers. You guys as a community get in the chat in that session, in that live stream, and then we write the answers based on the chat responses on this card. So here we go. This is the FPL family pre-season predictions from 2025, 2026. Been in that cupboard over there for the last 38 game weeks.
Why do you point to that cupboard? Nobody's ever seen that cupboard.
And they're not going to. There it is. The seal is broken. The seal is broken. I'm going to get the cards out. This can go over there. This is your card. This is the community's card. You have the community card as well. I'll have my card. Community card. There we go. Right. Sam from FPL Family. Holy smokes. Of course, it's going to be interesting. Right. You've done... No. Stop reading it. Right. Stop reading it. Okay. Okay, pre-season prediction time. Right, let's go. Pre-season prediction, Sam, for the top four. Let's start with me.
Go on.
I predicted the top four would be number one, Man City.
Okay.
Two, Liverpool. Three, Man United. It's not a bad shout.
You got that right.
That's not a bad shout.
They were third.
And four, Arsenal.
Okay, so you had all in the... You had three out of four, one in the right place.
Liverpool, obviously, was... You got to remember, we just won it. We've signed Isak.
Yeah, Ekotike.
All of that.
Verts.
So...
Frimpong and Kirkes.
I went Man City champions. I'll take a little bit of a win on Man United third. I don't think many people were saying Man United third.
No.
But then Arsenal fourth is a bit of a stinker, given that they've won the thing. City, Liverpool, United, Arsenal. So that's bang average, if you ask me. Go on, what did you say?
Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah, many would have done that.
Chelsea.
What stinker.
Why? What were they doing? Oh, they probably just won the Club World Cup.
World Champions. Remember all that?
World Champions,
Do you remember that? It's blazoned across the side of their stadium, Sam, World Champions. What a joke
and
of a football
when we were
club.
Driving back from Spurs today, there was a Chelsea fan on TalkSport and he went, but we're still world champions.
But we're still world champions.
And, Chris Sutton was like, you've come, where did they come?
Ninth?
Tenth. Oh, God. Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal.
Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal.
We both went four, none in the right order.
We both went Arsenal four and they've made a mockery of us, haven't they, really, there?
And the community...
You've had a stinker there with Chelsea, by the way, just saying.
Well, I'm not alone. Wait, so the community...
Oh, community, what did you say?
Liverpool.
Yeah.
Man City.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Okay.
Chelsea. We all thought Chelsea were going to be decent.
All of you guys laughing in the chat at Sam?
Yeah, laugh at yourselves.
So there we go, that was top four. I would say... Well, I'd say we're all a bit bang average there. I think we're all a bit bang average. Let's talk about bottom three then, Sam. I love your graphic here. For those of you that are on the podcast, you're missing a brilliant graphic of a fan. It looks like a Chelsea fan. Let's say he's a Chelsea fan.
It's not, actually. It's from American football.
Can we just pretend he's
a Chelsea fan?
Because he's wearing a blue hoodie. It just says, I am sad. Pre-season predictions. As we know, West Ham, Burnley and Wolves went down. I said 20th. So bottom of the league, I said... Leeds United.
Well, they stayed up. They've made a mockery
of
you.
You're right.
They've made a mockery of you.
That is a stinker, by the way. Yep. I said Leeds, bottom.
Yep.
Sunderland, 19th.
They've
got Europe.
They've made Europe.
Love that, Maria. And then Wolves, 18.
So one out of three totally the wrong order.
Well, I've said the three that come up, I've said to go straight back down, and that's been completely wrong, isn't it? Completely wrong.
No, Wolves didn't come up.
Didn't they?
Burnley did. You still thought Burnley were going to survive?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I thought Burnley were going to survive.
What? God,
which
they
didn't. Leeds, Sunderland, Wolves. That's. I've had a stinker there. That is a stinker.
Well,
generational.
I'll take your generational stinker.
No. What have you said? Go on.
I also had 20th. Leeds,
okay.
Sorry, Leeds.
Yeah.
19th.
Yeah.
I had Sunderland.
Okay. That's not terrible. Did you have 18?
Was I just trying to wind George up?
Do you have Brentford?
I had Brentford. Or did I genuinely think...
Brentford
18. Why did I do that? Or did I genuinely... They had just lost Frank to us. Did I think it was going to be that bad? Or was I just trying to be winding George up?
I just...
It's probably one, Georgia.
I don't know. Brentford to go down.
So two of them finished in the top half of the table.
You've gone Sunderland, who got Europe, and Brentford, who nearly got Europe, both to go down.
Brilliant.
And Leeds, who survived easy.
Comfy.
So you didn't predict any of the relegated teams to go. You didn't have West Ham, Burnley, or Wolves in your three.
No.
That's worse than my stinker.
I know.
That is the stinker of stinkers.
I mean, it's bad, isn't it?
George says, where's his apology in the chat?
You know, I was going to do it. You know, do you know,
Gavin Blackstar, and Stacey, you two need to get a new job.
Where's that? Where's the salad? Where's the salad? There's the salad. That's what I was going to do to you, George.
What did the community say?
Well, they did better than us. However, they still had Sunderland bottom.
Okay, that is better than us.
They had Burnley in 19th.
Yeah.
Which is where they finished.
Good.
And they had Wolves in 18th. So they did much better than us.
You guys get a dub.
You get the win for that.
And yeah, Blackstar, you're right. We've had a stinker there, no doubt about it. All right, let's talk about the Golden Boot. Who did I say for Golden Boot?
You changed the slide.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I should tonight.
So I made it.
The podcasters. Here we go. So pre-season predictions for Golden Glove, Golden Boot, and Playmaker. Since they're in that order, we'll say Golden Gloves, and I put Raya.
Raya. And the community put Raya.
We all said Raya.
Hooray!
Round of applause for everybody. Well
done. See, we haven't got the sack anymore. We knew what we were doing.
Well done. For Golden Boot, I said Haaland.
Yep. So did I. And so did the community.
We all said Haaland. Round of applause for everybody. Excellent.
Pats on backs.
Playmaker.
Go on, what'd you do?
I said Florian Wirtz.
Dear God.
Well, I was... Listen.
Hang on. You didn't think Liverpool were going to win the league.
Yeah.
But you had Wirtz to be playmaker.
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know.
You can't... It's easy to say in hindsight, but cast your mind back to game we won. The Wirtz hype was unreal. We had a little family weekend in Liverpool. I nearly got Wirtz on my shirt. The hype was real, wasn't it? Florian Wirtz coming in.
Clearly it was for you, yeah.
Well, okay. I said Wirtz. What did you say?
Well, I continued the Chelsea hype and put Palmer.
Okay, fine. Well, I think that's okay.
I obviously thought that Chelsea were going to be decent.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. Well, less said about that, the better. What did the community say?
They said Saka.
Well, listen, I'll give you that. But look, he's been injured.
Well, so's Palmer.
Yeah, okay. Wirtz has just been bad. Not bad.
You were the worst out of the three.
Who was playmaker?
Bruno.
Oh, of course he was. Yeah, of course it was Bruno. Okay.
Well, we might get one less, though.
Shut up. So no one said Bruno. So what? Wirtz, Palmer and Saka. All good picks.
No. Right? Yours was the worst.
Yeah, mine was the worst. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Let's talk about... I've got to change the slide again, have I? You got another one?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Right. Pre-season predictions for the top scoring, as in top FPL point scoring, goalkeeper, defender, midfielder and forward. Top point scoring goalkeeper, despite me putting Raya as Golden Gloves, who was it?
Raya.
It was Raya. I put Cels.
Hang on, you thought that doesn't make any sense.
I know. I put Raya for Golden Gloves and I put Cels.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah, I understand that.
The community and I both went for Raya.
You both went for Raya. I went for Matt Cels. Not joking.
They had four managers this season. He didn't even play for half of it.
Well, look.
No, don't try to justify it. Just say you were wrong.
I can't
just
say you were wrong. That was wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah. Defender?
George is... So thank you, George.
No, George.
Sales had a great season the year before.
George.
Got into Europe, didn't they? Nottingham Forest. Listen, that's...
George, don't give him an out.
I'm thinking he'll make saves. Had Murillo in front of him, Milenkovic. All that from last season was good, wasn't it?
Okay.
Cels, I think it's easy to be critical. Easy to be critical.
Yeah, I mean, I've relegated Brentford.
Thank you, chat. Not a bad shout, Lee, to be fair. Thank you, Next Revolution.
Oh, please, guys.
Thank you.
Come on
easy
now.
To just say Raya, isn't it? But yeah, Cels was outside the box thinking.
Go on, what did you put for the defender?
Top point scoring defender. Obviously, I went for Jeremy Frimpong. Could have gone any worse, that one.
What?
Well, I didn't know how DEFCON was going to... Do you know what?
Hang on a minute. I've got to look how many points Frimpong actually got.
Well, no, don't do that. Don't
Where
do
even
that.
Was he on the defender list?
I don't know, but not near the front. Not near the front. Anyway, so I had Frimpong. I thought he was going to be super attacking, right? What? Are you counting how many down he is?
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
So 20,
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43.
This is really fun 44, 44, for the 45, podcast. 46, are you listening? 47, 48, counting.
49. Could you not make me miscount? 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58.
He's got to be up in
59,
there.
59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66.
You've missed him out.
67, 68. I must have missed
this
him.
This is really boring, Sam.
No, I haven't missed him. I've just seen him down there.
Okay, so he's over 70 better defenders than him. Yeah, okay, we get it.
He only got 63.
Great.
He got the same amount of points as Kevin Danso, as Hartman. I mean, he was poor. Sorry about that. That's wrong. Do you know who wasn't
Are
wrong?
Are you done?
Yeah, but do you know who wasn't wrong?
Who?
The community.
What did they say?
They said Gabrielle.
Oh, what?
So you were wrong.
Very good. Do you want to say it again?
I was also wrong.
What did you say?
Gvardiol.
Well.
Because you remember, I think we all thought he was going to be good, and then he just basically disappeared.
Yeah. No one's thinking O'Reilly's going to break through, I don't think, game week one. They did sign Ryan Aitnouri.
Yep.
So on that basis, Gvardiol's an interesting shout.
He was injured, wasn't he?
Frimpong is pretty bad. But well done to you. That's a W for the community.
That's a win for the community.
That's a big win for the community.
Your midfielder of choice?
Midfield, I said Salah.
Yeah, we all did.
We all said
me
Salah.
And the community as well, yeah.
And it was, of course, Bruno Fernandes, right?
It was, of course, Bruno Fernandes.
And then forwards, who was the top scoring forward? Was it Haaland?
Yes, it was.
Yes, I went for Haaland. Did you?
No.
Oh, who did you go?
Ollie Watkins.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. And the community?
They went for Haaland.
Haaland, okay. All right, you take a bit of an L for that. I'm not gonna,
I don't know why
I'm not going to get my phone out and count how many rungs down the ladder Ollie Watkins is or say that you're wrong 20 times. I'm just going to say that's unlucky, Sam.
But I also
good
don't...
guess. Well
again,
done.
But
unlucky.
Much like you...
I
me
like
giving,
your thinking.
Much like me giving you grief for the goalkeeper thing, it is weird that I would put that Haaland would win the Golden Boot, but that Watkins would be the top scoring forward. So I must have been expecting him to get a lot of assists or something.
And then top overall FPL point scorer. So out of the four that you guessed, who was going to be the top? I said Haaland was going to be the top.
I said Salah.
Salah, okay.
And the community were undecided. So we wrote names. One, we wrote Palmer and then / Haaland. So Palmer would have been their first choice.
We had a slash there,
but there
we?
Was a slash.
There was a slash.
So the ones of you that put the slash, you were correct.
All right, very good. And then finally, Sam, finally, did we back ourselves to beat each other?
What'd you put?
I can reveal that in game week one.
Ahead of game week one.
Ahead of game week one, mm-hmm. when we made these predictions, I predicted that you'd beat me.
Did you put
Team Sam.
Oh, you're nice.
Wrong though, isn't it?
That don't matter. That was just nice.
I predicted you this season.
Oh, I predicted me too.
You backed yourself. I like that. You backed yourself. And the community said...
Sam. 59%.
We all thought you were going to have a stormer this year. We all thought it.
But then Spurs went Spursy.
Spurs went Spursy. There we go, guys.
I
that
thought we
is...
had done a...
Oh! That's a big moth. It's just a moth. What do you always do about it? It's just a moth.
Like...
It's another Ollie Swatkins moment. Get out, moth. Right.
Guys! Guys!
I can't deal with this moth. Oh, my God. Right, I'm going off camera. I'm going off camera.
Michael, where's it gone?
I don't know.
Wait, where's it gone?
Can we wrap
can
it
we
up?
Let's just finish it and get out of this room. I have to burn this room down.
What a way to end season 9 of FPL Family. It was all going so well with the predictions.
We've had
a lovely time. And now you've just fucked it up. You've been swatting them off.
Oh my God. It freaked me massively out.
Well, he's still in there somewhere. Oh, it's in your hair.
Shut up, it's not in my hair. It went your way somewhere. I think it's over there. I think it... Oh,
guys. There we go. What a fitting way to end another year of guff and waffle and utter trash here on FPL Family. If you're not liked and subscribed, don't bother. I mean, why would you? Let's be honest. Just like for the moth. A like for the moth. Right, that is it. Guys, folks, that is it for season 9 of FPL Family. Season 9 of FPL Family, done and dusted.
Should we come back for 10?
Thank you for the comments in the chat saying this is prime content. The guys are saying hashtag guff and waffle. Stream of the year, people are saying, I don't know what we're even doing here anymore. Season 9 of FPL Family, that is it, we are done. Thank you to all of you for tuning in every week. Thank you for all of your support. Listen, the patron community, listen, we couldn't do it without you. Honestly, the Slack every week is just so much fun. It's just nonsense and banter, and it just provides that level of just fun. In the week where we have like weeks like I've had this week where you have like rotation and it's difficult and everything else. But also the Slack is not just about FPL either. It's about us. It's just a supportive. It's a community.
Yeah.
Everyone supports each other. Not just an FPL, people going through some stuff, and there has been people going through some stuff, and we all just help and support each other. So I love it, and I love you and all of you guys in that Slack. I know, like, because I know you're here. Like, every Sunday I see the same names joining. We do not take this community for granted, guys. It is so much fun. We wouldn't do it if it wasn't for you guys. And we're going to do it again. We're going to be back for season 10, Sam.
We are.
A decade of FPL Family. A decade of FPL Family, which is kind of insane, isn't it? Hopefully a few less moths next year. That would be good.
It's because I've had to have the window open because it's so hot in the UK.
It is quite hot in the UK. It
but
is.
I don't it know is. Where that moth is now. And it came at me. It tried to attack me.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
It did.
I'm sure it didn't. But thank you very much all for joining. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. You will see us on the FPL show tomorrow. So we're going down to the studios for one last show with Kelly for the season. So if you can't get enough of the moths and the crying, then join us on the FPL show tomorrow. That'll be via the app and on the Premier League's website. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Enjoy the World Cup. Come on, England. And we will see you for season 10 of FPL Family in August. Cheers, guys. See you later.
Catch you soon, guys. Bye.